places. All right,
you
want to
nominate?
In there.
You want to nominate a game ball?
Yeah, game ball goes to the offensive line, in my opinion.
Wow.
Dylan Cook, he gets an extra game ball of going in there whenever there was a backup already in there. Andrus Pete, he gets hurt, he gets a concussion. Dylan Cook, his first ever NFL appearance, he goes in there and he holds it down enough for the Steelers to win. The offensive line, I thought, played great. Aaron Rodgers didn't get sacked one time. Didn't really get touched unless it was the caught pass that he had.
He was just trying to go and make a contested catch. That's all.
I thought the offensive line played great. I give them a game ball.
You know what? Mr. Discount Double Check, he agreed with you.
I thought the pass protection was excellent.
Bang.
It's great.
Mark, would you like to nominate somebody for a game ball?
I just want to make people mad and probably say Mike Tomlin, just for the fact that he was probably part of the game plan of throwing the ball deep there. But we're going strictly players.
Yes.
We're going strictly players. I got to give it to Patrick Queen. The guy couldn't even walk after the game. He's like crawling out of the media room. The guy just put it all out there, and he was very, very effective. So I'm giving it to PQ.
I totally agree with that.
I mean, without Rodgers. I think Rodgers, everybody.
Yeah, of course.
He gets the ultimate game ball. But
I thought Dulac asked a question in a way I could not agree more with. Like, did you feel, he asked Tom on this question, did you feel like Rodgers was just in control from the start to finish? And that's how I felt, man. Mm-hmm. He dropped that first ball into DK Metcalf, and it's like, all right, here we go.
It was over.
Here we go. The throw to, my favorite throw was probably the one to Calvin Austin down the sideline. I mean, it was a thing of beauty. And you look at that passing chart, ooh, throw it over the middle of the field, baby.
Middle of the field, down the field, tight ends.
Football dirty talk, yeah.
We're not seeing too many passing charts being thrown up here in the circle in the middle of the field now.
No, I just referenced it. They actually threw it over the middle of the field. And guess what, Mark? Good things happen. That's why everybody who circles them whenever they don't throw in the middle of the field is absolutely right.
Is that a Rodgers thing or is that an Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin thing? That happened yesterday.
I think it might be an NFL thing. I mean, you're talking about across the middle? Or
across the middle of the field.
I think that's more an NFL thing. I don't think a lot of teams like to throw it across the middle. Not a lot.
We watched Chicago throw it over the middle 800 times.
I saw
times.
Matthew Stafford throw about 40 times the other day and didn't have one in the middle of the field.
You don't have to.
Well, I'm just saying. I think they try to stay away from that for the most part. I mean,
so. Oh, no, there's
I'm saying
much
for yesterday,
traffic.
The reason why they did it, do you think it was more Aaron Rodgers and being a part of the game plan and saying we need to do that?
I don't think Tomlin has a lot of say in it. They might run it past him. Hey, this is what we want to do. I guess, of course, he has executive orders here. If he can, you know, say no, we're not doing this. He obviously signed off on it, but I would imagine it was an Aaron Arthur type of thing. Hey, this is what we need to do.
I think that's what happened this week. And it's not just to meet my narrative. I think they gave Rodgers more freedom, and he and Arthur Smith put their heads together and said, "We got to be aggressive." I just hope that they continue to be aggressive, and this wasn't a one-off. Because
they're never aggressive against Baltimore. They're the 13-10 ground and pound punt, and hey, it's a win.
I
we
agree
punt.
With that. Most often, it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy where you listen to the press conferences, and Tomlin's like, "We're going to slog to a win. We have to slog one out." And you hear John Harbaugh, "We got to slog one out." And the Steelers said, "Nah, we're throwing the ball down the field." DK Metcalf also gets a game ball. 12 targets, finally. 7 catches, buck 48, 21.1 yards per catch. That is DK Metcalf, baby. And then he stepped in as a gunner on the punt return, which is sick.
And just imagine if he actually went to the Rodgers birthday party and hung out and watched some film.
Did he not go?
Oh, he was asked that on Wednesday. Hey, what was that like? He goes, "I didn't go." Reminded me of the movie, The Stupid Browns Draft Day, when they were going after Bo, whatever his name is, Bo Callahan. Nobody showed up to his birthday party. He goes, "No, he said it again yesterday." "No, I didn't show up."
"Didn't go."
I meet with them later in a week. I'm not going there.